Hi, everybody. This is your friendly neighbor. I always want to say that, Rita Flythe. How are you all doing today? Today is Monday. And I know for many of you, Monday is a very, very tough day to get back into work, get back into school, or whatever, your normal weekly routine. The things that I do to motivate me on Monday, I try to like psych myself out by saying it's Magnificent Monday. It's going to be a wonderful day today. And once I start to say that, and of course, a nice cup of coffee helps out as well. It gets me into my daily routine. So I had a busy, busy week, as you could see. I know last week, Sunday was Mother's Day. Then I had a couple events during the week. And, you know, with the boys playing soccer, you know, all their games got rained out because it was such bad weather this weekend. And then the only activity they had was music lessons, and then they had an event at school. So you could only imagine what my lifestyle is. I'm constantly on the go. A lot of people wonder, like, how do you do it, Rita? You just get up, you do all of these things, and you still have time to have, like, a personal life. You have time to run to Times Square and be on a billboard and whatnot. I actually enjoy what I do. The things that I do are usually for fun, not usually forced. You know, I like to give back. So you'll see me get involved in a lot of activities at my boys' school. I'm the class mom for both classes. And honestly, it's not just for them, but it's for the students in the school as well. I do things such as crafts. Just last Friday, I did career day. I was able to go there and talk about my career and several other parents. So I'm constantly extending myself to the school and being part of my kids' education, of course. The other thing that I'm doing now, I'm part of this group in at work that's called Step Up. And basically, they select several employees to put them in this program and this training where they groom you to being either a vaccine account manager, or maybe like if you want to have your own team and become a manager one day, they help prep you. I mean, right now, I'm actually preparing for a 3-hour presentation along with another counterpart of mine that lives in Boston. Next week, we have to present it to my regional manager, the VP for our division and whatnot. 3 hours. Yes, I said that correctly. But we're incorporating games. You know, we're incorporating the, you know, best practices and pearls for interviewing, which is something that everyone can brush up on. Like, you know, situational questions are going to be part of our agenda. Also, you know, planning, preparing, dressing for success. They have this new style that they use here. It's called Head, Gut, and Heart. And we are using that as well in our presentation. You know, try to incorporate some games too so it could be fun and not boring, because a 4-hour presentation can be a bit much, but we're trying to have fun and do it. I know I haven't been on this for a while. That's because I've been doing so much, and I'm always doing so much. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, how do I do it? A lot of people say, how do you do it? Why can't you just go to work, you know, pick up your kids, go home and do that? Nope. I must save the world. I always feel like, you know, there's something out there that I need to contribute in, whether it's giving back to a nonprofit organization or, you know, like I said before, now I'm part of this group where I have to do all these different assignments, but it's okay. I feel like in the long run, I'm going to learn something. You know, you learn something from everything you do. I know it's like, it's hard at first, but once you're, you know, once you have conquered your challenges, you know, you feel great, and then you go and you conquer something else and whatnot. That's how I operate. So I'm, you know, I'm constantly trying to do something different and trying to grow, you know, with conquering things, you get growth as well. So I'm going to stop talking now. I hope you all had a fantastic Monday. I know sometimes it's hard on Monday, but keep going, keep motivating yourself. Like I said, every time when I wake up and I don't want to get up and go to work, I say, today is Marvelous Monday, and I get a boost of energy plus a cup of caffeine, and it gets me going. You guys have a great evening. Enjoy it with your family, with your friends, whatever it is that you like to do. Enjoy it, okay? Because life is too short to be stressed. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. You guys have a great evening. Bye-bye.